This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Easter week in the southern Mexican town of Taxco means Catholic masses, family gatherings, and above all, atonement. Emulating Christ's final days, residents parade through this mountain village bearing giant thorny crosses on their backs. Nearly the whole town turns out for the spectacle, though not all residents subscribe to this display of Catholic faith. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from Taxco.
47-year-old Taxco resident Marco Antonio is about to lug a 140-pound bundle of raspberry stalks on his bare shoulders through Taxco's winding cobblestone streets. Sitting outside the stone Santissima Church smoking a cigarette, Marco Antonio knows the thorn sinking into his skin will feel like 1,000 bees attacking. He's been doing this for 30 years, but he says each year he sweats like a novice. He says he was called to participate.
In 1974,
I was passing by the church when I felt drawn in by a light, he says, an energy that invited me to join the cross-bearers. The people who do this are chosen by God, he says, to accompany Christ in his passion and suffering. This procession is a way to commune with Jesus, he says, the ultimate show of faith. It is also a dramatic test of resolve. As the sun sets over Taxco, Marco Antonio and dozens of other men don black hoods and strip off their shirts. It takes at least two men to lift and center the heavy raspberry stalks across the backs of their necks. A third man helps the bearers keep their balance as the painful load pierces their flesh. The penitents' arms are lashed tightly to the stalks, and one by one they're led out into the street to begin a three-hour march up and down Taxco's steep hills. Not all will complete the pilgrimage. Days before the procession begins, this year's cross-bearers attend a final mass and congratulate each other with hearty backslaps. Not everyone in town can be a cross-bearer in Taxco's elaborate Easter procession. It's men only. They must be baptized Catholic and cannot live with a woman until they've married. Elders grill newcomers to weed out those who want to join in just for kicks or to show off. 18-year-old novice Juan Carlos made the grade this year. He says the mandatory spiritual retreats to prepare for this night have changed his life. I was more rebellious before, he says. I would cruise the streets with my friends, causing trouble. I'd go to the discos and sometimes even get in fights. But with the procession, I now think, how can I hit my brother? As the procession winds its way through town, the hooded cross-bearers begin to agonize beneath their thorny loads. First, their outstretched arms fall asleep. The rocking of the raspberry stalks causes the thorns to puncture their skin over and over again. Thousands of residents line the roads to watch the spectacle. An old woman named Ermila Montenegro follows alongside one cross-bearer. She's short enough to pass beneath his raspberry stalks without stooping. This is important to the town. It's our tradition, she says, the tradition and the beliefs of the Catholics. But as in Mexico itself, Catholicism has lost some of its grip on Taxco. As the procession moves along, around the corner at Café Sasha, they're showing The Last Temptation of Christ, the controversial 1988 film that portrays a much flawed Jesus who defies God's will, then repents.
Father, take me back! Make a feast! Welcome me home! I want to be your son!
Film club organizer Sergio Manuel Hugo Reyes says he's taking a risk tonight by showing a film that was banned in Mexico for 15 years. But he wanted to show a more complex side of Christ to a society he feels is too rigid about religion. It's rare that a Mexican child questions doctrine, he says, so I'm trying to get adolescents to ask questions and express doubts. I tried to talk about those things with my parents and with priests, but got no answers. But just five people pop in to watch the Martin Scorsese classic. Outside, the crowd has grown bigger. As the cross-bearers near the end of their pilgrimage, two of them suddenly falter from pain and fatigue. Helpers frantically undo the ropes binding one man's arms. When they lift the spines from his back, he groans and collapses. Another man, who finishes, sits on the steps behind the Santissima Church. He says the pain is exhausting, but his faith will bring him and his colleagues back again next year. If you just keep your mind focused on Jesus, he says, that gives you the strength to overcome the fatigue. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Taxco, Mexico.